Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf.
Test 1-2, Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8-0 Alpha Golf.
Connected to CMN Network.
KDADIX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KDADIX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, looking for a signal report for Ashe County. KDADIX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, looking for a signal report from the Ashe County Emergency Operations Center.
I didn't get the call, but you're making it fine. If you go to WATMN.net and you got internet there, you can actually go to the voter and see what your signal is. You go to analog and then drop down to voter, and you can see what your signal is into the repeater if you'd like.
Copy that. Yeah, I think there's a broadcast of the heat or something too, if I remember right. I just figured out it's the Central Michigan Emergency Network system. I was trying to figure out what this frequency was, and looked it up on repeater book and figured out it was kind of the network over there. So we're still getting in okay on 5 watts here from Gresham County. KDADIX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, call sign back. From Rainbow Lake, up here at Ithaca, currently.
Yeah, Zach, the dispatch center's in Rainbow Lake. Oh, gotcha. I didn't get the call. I'm sorry, I was kind of trying to multitask. Yeah, you're still full scale into Guilford. Took on Pinconning, but full scale on the Guilford receiver. So we also have New Midland repeater is also part of the network. 147.22. So that's another frequency that you probably want to put in there. Over.
KDADIX, no Central Dispatch Emergency Operations Center for Ashe County, Ithaca. I'm actually up here. I had jury duty, or got summoned for jury duty, so I was only at the courthouse and here up in here, and I took up for like an hour. 9 to 10, I actually got started late, and then got out nice and early, so I just figured I'd come by here and check out the radios, check out the repeater and stuff here, and get everything once over and run it through space a little bit while I'm up here with some time to spare. So just hanging out here in the ham radio room at the Emergency Operations Center. But no, my TTH is Rainbow Lake, south end of Gresham County. 2 miles away from me, according to repeater book. So on 5 watts, that's not too bad. 51.2 miles on 5 watts, I'd say it's definitely working. KDADAX.
KCAC, radio test.
Yeah, it's at 958 feet in the air on Quantico Sea, so it's up there pretty good. But yeah, I don't. I would, if you want correct information on any of our stuff, you should go to WATMN.net, because sometimes, like for the DMR stuff and whatnot, the other places don't have the correct information. We found that before. So anything to do with Central Mission Emergency Network, you should always go to WATMN.net to get the correct information. Zach, station on the 3-8 for radio check. Go ahead. Give me this over here.
Yeah, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Name here is Leon, and I'm in Emily City, and can you give me a report on my radio?
Yeah. Sounds good. You're about three-quarter scale into the 3-8 Flint.
Hey, roger that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. KCAG is clear.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, Zach, like I said, you probably don't have the New Midland repeater in the radios there unless you did update recently. It's only been out for about a month and a half, so... We do have a receive site in Shepherd, one in Coleman, and one in Eatonville. And the main repeater is in Gordonville, so it works pretty good as well.
Copy that. Yeah, I appreciate the info. Yeah, I usually just go to repeater book when I'm like on a road trip or wherever I'm at when I'm looking for something. You know, it's only as good as the information that's being submitted.
Correct stuff on repeater book before, but there's so much information out there on our DMR stuff that it's just hard, and then if you're not the call sign holder of that particular repeater, they balk at it. So I just kind of give up on repeater book. So I tell everybody don't trust anything on our stuff other than WATMN.net. So that's where you will find the correct information. Anyways, all right, 7-3, your audio kind of dropped off there, but I'm thinking that was probably just how you were talking into the mic. But you're definitely making it from Gratiot County, and you'll see. Give me the SWR.
Okay, yeah, so there's a DMR repeater in Shepherd, got it. Yeah, I don't really do anything with DMR. I do have a DMR HT I've had for years, but I've never really done much with it. Yeah, all right, good. Yeah, Mike, I reset his last name, Wolfius or something. Yeah, he's a good dude. I know he's spent a lot of time and effort getting that Greenville stuff going over there. I think he said he worked with somebody over at the Tom or whatever to get some stuff all programmed. Yeah, I might have changed that. I was holding the mic and stuff. I'm not used to this type of radio, I guess. I'm used to my A2s. This is an ICOM. IP2720. As it is, but and then we got a V-Star or whatever next to it. ICOM IEDH. Both of those are boxes sitting here for deployment and whatnot to connect to our V-Star repeater. I shut down over a year ago. Or functional anyway. Replaced it with analog. So, something we actually all have. So, alright, well, I appreciate you coming back. Good chatting with you. Signal report. And 7-3, KDADAX will be clear.
There's been a lot of D-Star stuff that's been shut off, so analog is definitely the common denominator, and I think for what we've done in the state, DMR, we got pretty good GMR coverage, so. I guess the only other thing, as long as you're there programming in the radio, I would put our new Midlands frequency in there, 147.22.131.8PL. KB, that's still there.
Yeah, well, so the two meter D-Star repeater was still functional, so I actually sent some of them home that the club owned. I took one home for a while and sent some of the other club members home with them. We were actually able to use it as a standalone. The county had canceled the externally matted IP address or whatever that was connected to that, so it lost its connection a couple years prior to the rest of the D-Star system. If it hadn't lost it prior to that, I don't know anybody at the club anymore that knows anything about it. I think barely anybody did to set it up, let alone maintain it. So yeah, all that. Whatever 9/11 money that bought all that stuff or whatever. And, you know, no money to maintain any of it. I just shut it down. They're still here, mounted in the D-Star rack. In the UHF and VHF one here with the controller. It's powered down and replaced it with an analog. I had a couple Motorola radios, mobile radios put together for the first year or so. Switched over to analog. And now we actually have a Vertex 7000, got a spare one sitting here, and got another one in the rack that we're using for our Ithaca repeater. So, same as what's up in Elma for the Elma repeater, and then we've got another one for an east site we're working on over in Cedar Lake. Yep, we got Vertex 7000, the classic, the good old boys. And they're great repeaters. They've served us well for many years.
K connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCA-CLM, Chester and Harrison, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.